Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
How long does it take you to apologize? Are you good at apologizing? I don't think I'm great at it. I don't think I'm terrible at it, but I'm not great at it. But sometimes when someone has to be browbeaten for an apology, it sort of loses its juice to me. You're not... If I've got to beg you for an apology, or if I have to shame you into an apology, the apology doesn't really matter at that point. I'm not buying it. Because if everyone has to say to you, dude, you're wrong, just apologize, and then you finally say, oh, all right, I'm sorry. I tend to look at your apology as, not getting it. Matt Kuchar was so wrong this week, and he was getting harassed at the Genesis Open because of the fact that he stiffed a caddy. And yes, he stiffed a caddy, no matter how you want to portray it. Well, I made an agreement that this fill-in caddy, not his normal caddy, I had an agreement with him that I was going to pay him $5,000 when the going rate was 10% of purse. Matt Kuchar earned $1,296,000 for the victory, and he was paying his caddy $5,000. Well, I had an agreement with him. I had an agreement with him for $5,000, and that was my agreement, and I'm meeting that agreement. And instead of Matt Kuchar being, oh, wait a minute, I got caught here. This is a bad look. I'm going to get this thing corrected, make sure that I do the right thing. This is going to be some bad publicity. Instead, Matt Kuchar doubles down and says, well, when you're making what he makes, paraphrasing, when you're making what he makes, $5,000 is a good week of work. What? We got into a spirited discussion this week on the local show I do in Atlanta, Buck and Kincaid, with Georgia national championship winning quarterback Buck Ballew, weekdays on 680 The Fan in Atlanta, home of the John Kincaid Show. We got into a spirited debate this week about tipping, because this story just explodes into so many different angles of whether you want to tip, whether you're good at tipping, what do you tip? And it really was shocking how many people wanted to share an opinion on it. So I just wanted to get a few thoughts out. You guys are young. So Graceffo, it's harder for you as far as being young, but let's say you go to a bar, you're getting two drinks, two bottles of beer, or two mixed drinks, you and a lady, you're picking up, you got cash to pay. What are you tipping the bartender?
You know what, John? I have a perfect example for this because I was just doing this the other day. Two beers. It was late. I know everybody that works at the establishment, and I tipped $6 on like a $13 tab.
Okay, so you had a tab running.
Yeah.
Okay, so at the end of the night on a $13 tab, you tipped $6.
Yes.
So I think that's cool. How many times was that? Was that four different drinks, or was that
two beers? Two beers.
That was it?
Yeah, and then they let me stay till, you know, they lock up and they let me stay.
Okay, I think $6 is outrageous. Actually, I think that's high tipping for that. That's very nice of you.
To be fair, I've been going to the place a long time. I know a lot of people there.
Okay, if you went into a place you didn't know, you buy two beers and you're using cash, what do you tip?
$2 a drink.
So you go $2 a drink?
Usually. Sometimes
wow,
I go $1, sometimes
I
go $2.
Wow, you tip better than I do then.
I go $1 a drink.
So, McKeon, you go $1 a drink.
Yeah, if it's beer. I mean, if it's like liquor, if it's expensive, then I go.
So if you got, if you picked up two beers and it was $8, you'd give the bartender $10 and say thank you.
Yeah, I apply casino rules. Like when you're in a casino, you give $1 chip.
I give $1 at the casino. Here's what I do, though. When I sit down at a table at Bellagio or wherever, I sit down to play cards. And I'm at the blackjack table. And I know I'm going to be there for a while. And I've got nowhere to be, I've got nowhere to drive, and I want to have some cocktails. The first time she comes around and I get a drink, it's a $5 chip. From the rest of the night, it's $1. If I'm sitting at a slot machine or if it's a one-off, I'm only sitting for a few minutes, it's $1.
What's the strategy there?
She's always going to come to me first. She's always going to be looking to see if my glass is empty. She's always going to pay attention to the person who gave her $5.
You wet the beak early.
Yes. And I always do that. And a crowded bar, I always do that first also. If I'm walking up and there are every seat's taken at the bar and there are people standing and I'm flagging down a bartender for a drink, I always make sure, even if it's two drinks, that bartender's getting $5. So they can catch my eye. They'll catch my eye the next time because they're going to remember me being the nice guy. Now, I don't tip $5 the next time. I'll go $1 a drink the next time. But if I'm sitting at a bar, too, I tip differently.
I've heard this strategy used quite often when people go on those all-inclusive vacations, so like the Caribbean.
Okay.
When people go,
that's all right. I'm married to a Jamaican, so that's all right.
When people do the all-inclusive vacations, they say when you get to the beach and they have those, like, the free drinks on the beach, the first thing you should do is when you see one of those bartenders that walk around is give them, like, a $20 tip first off, because the rest of that
trip,
they're
going to find you.
They're going to find you.
Yes. Now, at places like Sandals, they tell you not to tip. They're lying to you. Tip. What they're paying those people, tip them. They're not supposed to accept tips. Make sure they get one quietly. If you have to put $10, $5, $20, if it's the beginning of a night, you start it with a 10 or a 20, they're going to be your best friend by the end of the night. They're going to make sure you get taken care of. But Matt Kuchar, who makes $1.3 million for winning a golf tournament, doesn't understand this. Doesn't understand it. And more importantly, he ignored the outrage. There's nothing worse than that. Nothing worse than someone who is making tons of money, who then ignores the basic rules of tipping. Basic rules of tipping. It really doesn't. My wife finds it funny when I go up to when I pull into a valet and it's obviously a complimentary valet, tip as you're leaving. I always give like $2 or $3 when I park at the time that I give my keys. Always. My wife doesn't understand it. And she's like, why are you giving money now? You're going to give money when you go out. And I'm like, they're going to leave my car up front. They're going to look out for it. And then I'll take care of them on the way out, and then hopefully they're gonna treat me right. For Matt Kuchar to have to be shamed into tipping what legitimately, by tour standards, this guy earned just because he wasn't your normal caddy, that's really bad form. And Matt's a guy that I know people who interact with him who say, great person. And I tend to believe great people sometimes have bad moments. I know I've had mine. Not about tipping, but I've had bad moments myself. So the story was ugly, and I wanted to touch on it. But good people have bad moments. And I never want to be judged by my worst moment. I want to be judged by the entirety of my life work. And if you can be not a jerk 90% of the time, you're probably doing well by American standards today. Probably.